Corey Brown during the week, unfortunately, wasn't able to ride. And I think the problem was wisdom teeth. Morning, Corey.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
Good. Hopefully better than you. How are you? How are your teeth?
I'm a lot better now, but I've got a wisdom tooth that's lying quite close to a nerve, and I would love to pull out through the week, but I've got to go into surgery and obviously have it removed, so it'll be a later date. But I'm a lot better now.
And so with those things, sometimes they just can't go and give you a needle and whip them out. You've got to have as you said, surgery to get them, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. And I would have loved to have got it ripped out, but they tell me that it's lying on the nerve. But, I've got to go into surgery and get it removed at a later date. But back to work on Saturday.
Well, I'll tell you what, the old Fang Farrier, that's not one place you want to go and spend a lot of time, is it?
No, it's not a place that I like going.
Not to go on holidays, I can tell you that. Now, you're back tomorrow. Sellers for Chris Waller. This horse is very consistent going around the second for you.
Yeah, it was a good win last time out at the Kensington. It was fraction slow away, and I was there to settle back in the sort of back end of the field. But it was a good tough win. They hadn't been sort of coming off speed all day on the Kensington that day. They had sort of on-pace runners were favouring all day. So she went against the grain, and, yeah, she attacked the line good. So didn't win by a big margin, but she got the job done.
Mm. Witherspoon had a bit of a rap on it after it won in June last year at Newcastle. It bolted in that day. You rode it last start. The last two, actually. How do you rate it at the moment?
Oh, look, she's going good. She didn't have a lot of luck both her runs this time in. At Wyong, she drew bad, and there's a lot of speed in the race, and she didn't clean the barriers very well. So she ended up having to settle outside the leader, and she was quite aggressive on the bridle. But being first up, she was obviously quite fresh. Again, last time out on the Kensington, I thought her run was terrific. She toughed it out well. She's a horse, if she ever gets her own way in front, she'll be very, very hard to run down. But she hasn't had that luck as yet. She's drawn the one barrier. She's got no weight on her back, obviously, tomorrow. So just hopefully she can control the race. If she gets to control it, she'll be very hard to beat.
Now, Corey, the highway tomorrow looks a really smart one. There's some pretty horses in this, and you're on one of them, Midweek Hustler for Todd Fletcher. And it's had a little bit of a freshen, and it seems that's the way it likes to race.
Yeah, last two runs. Wouldn't say luckless. Drew bad at Grafton, run third, sort of had to come around the field. Last time out, young Cassie Stanley, I thought give him an absolute peach ride. But just got collared sort of right on the line. Drawn soft enough in three, probably settle midfield, roughly midfield, and hopefully the track's sort of favouring horses coming from off the speed. And if it does, I'm sure that we'll look the winner somewhere.
All right, now you're on Jungle Eyes for Brad Widdop. This horse showed pace the other day.
Yeah, he's another one. When I went on him probably four starts back at Canterbury, I didn't go fast, but I led being one off the fence and sort of controlled the race, and he just fell in. He went another stride, he gets beaten. But I noticed his last couple of runs, especially two back, you know, he's another horse. He hasn't sort of had a lot of luck as far as the tempo in the race. He seems to be, you know, getting attacked, or there's lots of speed and never really gets a bit of a breather. So drawn soft, should get the ideal run. If he doesn't sort of lead, he'll be right there. And again, if he goes back to his Canterbury performance when he won with me, I think he's a good each-way chance.
Now, sanctioned for David Pfeiffer, first up, but it's had two trials and it won its last trial. So it often seems to look like it needs a run before it wins, but it's got a couple of trials under its belt.
Yeah, got a couple of trials under its belt, and a little bit the same. The trial at Rose Hill, which I rode him in, he had absolutely no luck. He was four wide the whole way in the trial, and on good speed. But he sort of like, he worked through the line really, really well. And, you know, like he's got to obviously improve on his form. But, you know, I know the horse has got the ability. And if he turns up, he'll run really, really well.
Even the dogs are barking at Corey.
Yeah.
Nick is in a twist. You're on for Kylie Gavenlock in the last. And this horse has won in town. And it was only just, not beaten much the other day.
Yeah, look, he's... I tried him at Wyong, obviously his first trial back this time in. He got back the other day, but he's one of those. He's a big, heavy horse. I'm glad that he's drawn where he's drawn because he's not a horse where you could get tied up in amongst him and have no luck on him. You know, he needs to get out and get going. He's a big, heavy horse, and if he produces his run that he did the other day, I reckon he's a great each way chance, I think.
Mm. Yeah, too right. Very consistent, very honest horse.
Yes, for sure.
Of yours, what's the pick? Because you got some nice rides.
Oh, look, I'd love for Witherspoon to win. I think she's deserving of a win. There's not a lot of her, but she's drawn one, and if she can control, she's deserving of a win. I just think her run last time out at the Kensington was full of merit, and she's third up from a spell, and yeah, look, she gets a chance. So I think we'll hopefully kick off early in the day with Witherspoon.
All right, good on you, Corey, and good luck with the teeth too.
Excellent. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, Corey Brown.